Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There is a vibe in West Sacramento that things are happening. If you've driven by the West Sacramento waterfront lately, you may have noticed a few changes. Construction is booming, hotels are springing up, roads are being improved, and there are new restaurants that have opened or reopened in the last few months. In a moment, we're going to talk about the growth of West Sacramento with the city's Chamber of Commerce. But first, we're going to start with one of the things to do in West Sacramento. That is hard to miss, especially if you're passing by Capital City Freeway. Right next to Sutter Health Park is a big, beautiful setup for Cirque du Soleil's production of Alegria. The blue and white tents are home to the production through the month of August. Joining us in studio is artistic director Michael Smith. Good morning, Michael. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. Well, when it comes to Cirque du Soleil, I mean, I worked in Vegas for a couple of years, so it's familiar to people from all over the world. But often they think of, you know, the Las Vegas Strip and performances like O or Ka. How long have traveling shows, though, like this one, been going on for?
The company started with traveling shows back in 1984, and Alegria was one of our biggest successes. It was actually created in 1994. But it closed a few years ago, and because it was 25 years since the creation, a couple of years ago, we decided to recreate the show. And the Big Top experience is very different to the Vegas shows. It's not a big theater. It's much more intimate. It's much more intense as an experience. And it's not about technology. It's about just this incredible performance of these insanely talented people I get the joy of working with.
Yeah, the training, I can only imagine, is just intense and quite unique at that. You know, and even just logistically, it takes over a week to set up the show, dozens of trucks full of equipment. How many cities are planned for this current tour, and what has the response been so far since y'all debuted?
Well, we started back in Houston in November last year. It has been an incredible response. You know, we all missed this incredible interchange that happens with an audience because we were all so isolated. So this is actually the last city on our North American tour. We are heading to Seoul and Japan after this and then to Europe. So it's your last chance. It has been a wonderful response. And that was part of when we recreated the show coming out of the pandemic. Every show has a universal theme, but what are we looking for that is going to touch people coming out of the trials, and all the things we went through in the pandemic? It was a tough time for everybody. So Alegría means joy in Spanish. So that was my inspiration for the whole thing. We have to spread joy. People need joy. People need inspiration. People need to see the impossible happen right in front of their eyes.
Yeah.
And create a universe that, you know, what Cirque du Soleil does, we create a place where the audience can use their own imagination. So 2,500 people in the audience, I want them all to see their own version of this show.
Given that the last 2.5 years in counting has been unique in and of itself and not to mention just a struggle, I would only imagine as a performer with Cirque du Soleil, the training for Alegría these last, you know, 2.5 years or during a pandemic, how did that impact the training for such a technical performance?
Well, we brought everybody back together back in August before we opened in November. So I called people who I wanted to bring back. Being the first show, I was very fortunate to be able to have the pick of the cream of the crop.
Pick of the litter.
But people knew, and you know, these are elite athletes. They're not able to just sit back and relax. So people arrived in really good shape and just, you know, ready to go.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio, and we're talking with Cirque du Soleil's production of Alegría, which is right on the riverfront in West Sacramento next to Sutter Health Park. We're now going to bring in Denise Domke with West Sacramento's Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Vicky.
I would imagine having Allegri in West Sacramento is just incredibly exciting for the city, especially the businesses who will benefit from having the show nearby.
Allegri is magic. And it brings happy, excited people. And then those folks leave inspired and joy-filled. So we are delighted to have them back. Yeah.
Given that you have Cirque du Soleil through the rest of the month, but you also had another exciting show or really event in town, the Van Gogh Experience, can you kind of put a number or something quantitative when it comes to the economic benefit these events have on West Sacramento?
You know, our riverfront is kind of the center of an entertainment district that is on both sides of the Sacramento River. So the impact, the movement, the energy for both sides of the river when there's a big event like Cirque du Soleil or Van Gogh, which continues, I think, through August, or Best of Sacramento, it's going to be at Drake's at the Barn. When those kind of regional events happen, it upscales the economic benefit for the entire region. So in West Sacramento, Cirque du Soleil is an example. Those folks stay in our brand new hotels. You know, they're enjoying the benefit of, and not only the staff and the team that is Cirque du Soleil, but the folks that come to enjoy those activities are visiting. We have four new restaurants on the riverfront since January. So they're at Franquette, they're at Midway, they're at Teriyaki Madness. They've heard about Sal's Tacos and can't wait to see it. So it's significant.
Michael, given that this is your last U.S. stop before you go abroad, you know, what strikes you about West Sacramento and the waterfront?
We're loving California, I have to say. We came from Houston.
No shade.
People are incredibly friendly here. We have felt so welcome. Everywhere we've gone and everything we've done here, incredibly welcome. And that means a lot because we travel to so many different places. Our little world is centered around the big top and the village that we create. So anything that happens outside of that when we feel welcome, it changes the performance too, because we feel happy to be here. Very grateful and very welcomed.
Yeah, Denise, also, you just have a look at the riverfront. You touched upon the new restaurants. Obviously, we have these amazing events that we're talking about. But you see so many more changes that are happening. From the Chamber's perspective, what are some other positive things that's going on in the city?
You know, one of the most important aspects about that riverfront is that that's been decades of intent and planning and now success. And because it's anchored by a AAA ballpark for the last two decades, lots of parking, lots of infrastructure, lots of ability to walk and to move and to see it. So there is public art up and down our riverfront on the river walk that you can enjoy. You could walk all the way to Clarksburg if you wanted on that trail. We have new residents that are engaged and residents that have been here for generations that are enthusiastic. You know, if you took a minute, you could ride a bike and enjoy a ropes course in the canopy of a heritage oak park that at Treetop Sacramento. So there are so many opportunities, and it's all by intention. That's planning and incredible execution, and very exciting for the community.
I would imagine when you go back to March of 2020 to now, it's really been a 180 for the city, Denise.
It has in the participation of the region in the city, but honestly, the work on that was those projects, the work on the things that move that area together, that didn't stop. I mean, as I said, we've four new restaurants since January. Those are family-owned, independently owned restaurants. Those people are planning for a while. And so while there was definitely a pause and a moment of coming together and a great deal of support from both the city and Yolo County for, you know, the kinds of enterprises and to continue the vision that we want to see happen there, it's just watch.
All right,
it just get better and better.
It's just getting better and better. All right, Michael, since you've been hit by, you know, the love bug of California, have you had a chance to get out and explore the area outside of Alegria?
I haven't actually, because I spent the week, we have a week off between cities. I was actually in Santa Cruz because I have friends there. Because I just, yeah, I love Santa Cruz. So I got here and I've been straight into work. But yes, next weekend I will be exploring.
All right, Denise, any restaurant recommendations for Michael?
Well, I can think of a half a dozen, but Michael, the obvious is take a wander down from the tent and visit, casually visit Drake's right on the river. We have an incredible view of the Sacramento River and the riverfront. And then, of course, you have to enjoy Franquette. It's new, and it's Clay Nutting's most recent venture, and we're very excited.
Yeah, from Cannon and East Sac, right?
Yes.
Michael, finally, how do you want people to feel when they leave your show?
Just incredibly happy. You know, it goes back to what we were saying earlier. I think we all need some joy. We all need some happiness. And that's really what the show is about. I think, you know, it's Alegría. I just want everybody to, feel very lleno de Alegría.
Full of joy. Yes, I love that. Does Alegría take on a deeper, more meaningful meaning given the last 2 years?
Yes, it does. Everything about the show is about resolution and inclusiveness. Don't judge and understand that superficial symbols of power we use don't mean anything. The power comes from within, and the light comes from within. So it's all about that. Again, coming back to what we need right now. What is relevant to what we need right now?
And it just opened a few days ago, right?
It did.
Denise, what kind of response have you received from the West Sacramento community?
Tremendous. We communicate with ourselves a lot through social media. And so the buzz, the impact, that, oh, I've got to see this, tell me more about it. You know, we were there for opening night, and Michael's goal is happening. People are leaving optimistic and filled with joy. And I think, and that buzz is taking off. So,
how did you leave feeling after you took in the show?
So happy.
Goody.
So, so grounded and happy and amazed and online looking for my next set of tickets before they leave. you open your life to the magic that is this event.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss it.
Magic is quite the compliment, Michael.
I'm taking it. I'm very happy.
Denise Domke is with the West Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us, Denise.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Michael Smith is the artistic director of Alegría, which is based at Sutter Health Park through the month of August. Thank you so much, Michael, for making the trip.
Thank you so much, and come and see us.
And we do have links to all of that on our Insight page. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.